This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio, 98.3 and 102.1.
They won't talk to me no more. They can't take no chances being seen on a dance floor.
This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the Boogie on 94.1.
WGRN.
The Green Renaissance.
Uh-huh. We're wishing you a green holiday.
Although that was the Pinko Boogie, was
That's
it
right,
not?
By Mr. Rye Cooter from an album called I Flathead. It's mostly about automobiles and leftist politics.
And your thesis.
My thesis.
Was that Rye Cooter is making some of the best music
of his career.
Life.
Yes, indeed. And most of it leans quite left. He made a complete album about Chavez Ravine, where they stole the land to build the Dodgers ballpark. He's done this Flathead, a whole series, actually. Another album about a guy named Buddy, which is really about a cat. But it also has a great song about the only thing that Hank Williams needed was three chords and the truth. And that is the truth from Rye Cooter, the Pinko Boogie. So, anywho.
This is Bob Fetrakis.
Yeah, and Dan Dugan.
Yep. And neither of us have a cheating heart.
Not today, anyway.
Although Dan Dugan has walked the floor the whole night through.
That
denouncing Donald Trump.
Yes, because that's
because
what...
Because his cheating heart.
He is a cheating heart.
We're telling on him.
That's right. It will eventually get there. If Mr. Mueller has his way, we will find the truth.
And well, he should.
And it was closing in on the noose was closing last week as Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI, which... For some reason, Trump thought that vindicated him and proved no collusion. So go figure.
The firing is what he thought proved no collusion, as opposed to
right
trying to get the entire investigation stopped.
Right, and then he changed his reason for firing Comey.
So say someone someone
asking to let him go
robs a bank. So you get him to go in and plead to jaywalking.
Right,
and then it's like, hey. That whole bank robbing investigation
was in the bag.
Is over. It's over now.
Right. There you go. Well, we will see. More will be revealed.
I fired Flynn for jaywalking.
As a matter of fact, Mueller also apparently subpoenaed the Deutsche Bank records of Mr. Trump. Correct, Bob?
And yes.
Something you had written about earlier in the free press.
Well, what I wrote about was what had been written about in Forbes and Insider Business News and Daily Investment News and the New Yorker, that Trump has long been thought to be a money launderer.
Aha.
His ties to Russia are originally to the Russian mob. And with those casinos and with the luxury property, it's a real good way to clean up dirty human trafficking, drug extortion, and organized crime, red mafia money. That's Trump's relation. And Putin knew this and was able to compromise Mr. Trump or to help
being
get him
the head
election.
Of the Russian mob, Putin.
Well,
yes.
Putin, is the new czar.
Exactly.
And he, as long as the red mafia
and the Russian Don
is loyal to Russia,
Donsky,
they can go about their business money laundering with Donald Trump.
Right. Absolutely. It fits. It does fit. So that will hopefully soon be revealed. But, of course, these things take time. I've heard a lot of people wondering, when are they going to get him? Well, it does take time. You would know that as an attorney,
right.
Dr. Bob.
And New York Times has been bringing up older articles that – everyone was aware of the first Trump Towers, the first major project he did. A lot of that was built around the time of the collapse of the Warsaw Pact, the Eastern Bloc that was pro-Soviet.
Uh-huh.
And they used a lot of Polish, some would say undocumented labor.
Right.
And paid them like $4 an hour.
And some vodka.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the
and held their
vodka.
Green cards. And their passports while they used them as slaves, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how Trump made his first real big money.
There you
exploiting
go.
Exploiting the laborers of Poland.
Mm-hmm. And it continues on down the line. Oh, and speaking of the whole Russian situation, it also came to pass that the Russians are not going to be in the Winter Olympics because of doping. Even though they had won the last Winter Olympics. So you can the individual athletes can participate with no flag, under a neutral flag. So just thought I'd throw that in there while we're on the topic of the Russians. And back to Trump and his boys.
Speaking of doping, we've confirmed Brent Gibney, who died mysteriously in the Franklin County Jail.
Right.
We now know the parents are saying the coroner's office has confirmed that it was fentanyl that killed
him.
Yep. Wondering how do you get fentanyl in jail?
Right.
I mean, the staff would never bring it in.
Okay. If you insist. However,
a lot
would
of profit in fentanyl and other drugs.
I'm
some
sure
of it coming
is.
In from Mexico, some coming in from China, but really flooding
elephant
Ohio.
Elephant tranquilizer, no less. Yeah, lots of it coming into the United States and lots of it doing serious damage, killing people all over the country and here in Franklin County. So, again, that was proven in. Pointed out in the free press that was
yeah. So now we're reminiscing
cause.
About the good old days of smack, when people just did smack
good old heroin.
Without fentanyl or carfentanil.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the obsession with fentanyl or carfentanil, it's like a death wish. Right. I mean, people shooting up, reports of them shooting up in emergency hospital zones, the emergency room of a hospital. In Kentucky, there were three people in a weekend.
Saves you a trip, doesn't it? Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That is something else. So, well, we'll see more about that in the future, I'm sure,
about the dark soul of America. Yeah. A massively inequality plagues the country.
Mm-hmm.
The rich keep getting richer, and we're going to talk about that in the tax bill.
Well, there you go. We were just going to. Yes, the tax bill, which will reinforce the wealth concentration in the top 1%, while the rest of us are supposed to get tax breaks that are going to keep us happy, and we're going to take our money and properly invest it and save the economy. But the economy has been booming lately. Of course, no one will give credit to the Obama administration, but...
Well, some of the argument could be made. Yeah, and he laid the groundwork. But some of the booming economy has to do with let's rape the land.
That too.
Two monuments in Utah. If we took Cruz, and it'll be massively exploited
by large
corporations with no respect for the environment, the beauty of the land.
Right.
There used to be the original notion of these national monuments and national forests and national lands goes back, of course, to Teddy Roosevelt.
Sure enough.
And the notion was to conserve its beauty and to use it for recreation.
Right.
Trump's idea, clear-cut it.
And mine it.
Yeah, mine it.
Right.
You know.
Right. Use it to make more money because we can't make enough.
See,
that's
mining.
The thing. This what I don't understand about this whole tax, you know, bill is that the economy going well. There's some speculation that if this actually were to help the economy, although it increases the deficit, but if it were to help the economy,
$1.5 trillion,
it would push it into a sort of a overdrive, which would kick in other regulations to slow it down.
Impossible.
Who knows?
Squeezing the money supply if the economy
gets too hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really the old trickle on.
Yeah, no kidding. And it does. Right. So in the meantime, the GOP was able to claim a victory. Right.
Okay. I don't know what the victory is. $1.5 trillion more in debt, making the rich richer. And, of course, doing things that in no way really benefits working people.
Right. Yeah, there you go. And we also have, from the new Free Press, Julie Whitney Scott, who's on this radio station, WGRN. She has a year of Trump and what we have achieved, which some of what Bob and I were just discussing. Anything else you think before we move on in that regard on the Trump front, Bob? Or shall we discuss also your salute to the resistance?
Well, we're looking at this
rise
point
of forces like
of,
the Green Party and Black Lives Matter. And,
well, with Trump, I mean, what really seems to be coming about, what is being set up is Trump obstructing justice. You know this, and of course, Trump's lawyer put forth the novel idea that since Trump's the chief executive officer of the United States, is that he can't obstruct justice as the chief executive officer for law enforcement. So if he lies, cheats, steals, launders money, hangs out with the mob, kisses Putin's butt, that's not in any way, even if it's illegal, it's not obstruction of justice because he's the highest law enforcement agency
above the law.
Man in America. It's an old Nixon argument.
There you go. Right.
Didn't work
national
well for Nixon.
National security, right?
Yes.
Yes. But in the meantime, Bob, you had also pointed out that the resistance is rising, as you pointed out in the new Free Press. You know, again, Black Lives Matter. The Green Party, with your partner Connie Newton running for governor, is beginning to make waves here in the state of Ohio. And also, Governor, Mr. Cord, in other news, Cordray announced that he'll be running for governor. But how do you see your partner's campaign and the campaign of the Green Party in that direction?
Well, Connie Goodell Newton is running for governor of the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Party's function is a traditional third-party function. That is to talk about stuff the two major
advocate
parties
right
aren't going to be comfortable speaking about. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So as Thunder Clap Newman used to say, call out the instigators.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in the air.
Yeah.
So Connie's job is going to be to instigate, call out the activists, fight for new ideas, social change. I mean, they're stunningly important issues that are happening in the world right now, and I'll talk about one of them after we tell people this is WGRN 94.1.
Absolutely. We're grinning with the greens. Have a green holiday season.
The Green Renaissance.
And feel free to send any money this direction to help this radio station, of course. A little pitch there.
Feel free to send it to 1021.
Season of giving.
1021 East Broad Street.
Right.
But care of WGRN. It's tax deductible.
There you go. That's the American way. So getting back to Ms. Newton, though, because at the Free Press benefit, she was basically saying that she can see a path towards winning this, not just being, as the Green Party usually is, out there to advocate or agitate, but actually she sees a path to winning the governorship here in Ohio. So,
well, the only problem I have with that is the media would have to actually treat her fairly.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
a tough part.
That's always been. John Anderson just died a few days ago, who in 1980 ran for president and
genuine
got
third party
7% of the vote.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And again, I really thought that Anderson, in a three-way race, had the media actually covered his positions. In many ways, he was more liberal than Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
And I think more in touch with the American people. But what happens is they don't give these third-party candidates the coverage they deserve.
Right.
And as a result of that, it always comes down to the major two parties. So let's hope that Connie can break through.
Absolutely.
With her ideas, because one of the things right now that just came out a few days ago, in Germany, a German scientist who studies insects, does insect traps, found a 75% reduction in insects since 2013. 75% of the insects he used to routinely trap and catch, and these insects traps have now vanished. And here's the interesting thing.
Frightening environmental.
The New York Times reporter said he was asked, well, does this mean the extinction of insects? And he said, oh, no. You know, the mammals, the invertebrates will die first, right? The insects,
right,
you know, will survive this and stick around despite this holocaust in their numbers. But the ones we really got to worry about is me and you.
Okay, then. So vote Green Party, right?
Well, since
point,
it's a nonprofit, it's if you support the Greens, you should vote Green.
Right.
What you shouldn't do is be scared into voting for the lesser evil.
Right.
Although,
right,
you know, I've known Rich Cordray, and I personally like him.
Yeah.
I think he's principled. I think he was a great consumer advocate.
And a heck of a Jeopardy player.
And very smart, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Five-time champions when that meant something.
Yes.
Because you could only play five times.
Right, exactly.
And again, who knows? I mean, there were rumors that Dennis Kucinich might get in. I don't know if he will with Cordray's announcement. But I think it's an opportune time. If any Democrat runs, you know, if they want to win, they need to go over and get Green and progressive votes by actually running on Green and progressive
issues,
programs.
Right.
They can't do a Zach Klein, right?
Right.
Zach Klein wanted to be county prosecutor,
yeah,
and
Republican
he lost. I got 6% of the vote, 32,000 votes. All he had to do was come out and say, Black Lives Matter.
Right.
He wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he lost. Is that people should not vote for the lesser evil. You should vote for who you support.
There you go.
And we need to pressure people
stand up and be
to move in progressive directions.
Right, absolutely. Yep, now's a good time to do that. This coming year will bring all kinds of changes. And we have been talking about the free press and the recent one that's out on the newsstands. Grab hold of it. But also so you can stay in touch with progressive politics as they advance. There's another bit in the news we wanted to discuss. That would be the Time Person of the Year, which in this case are the women who came forward, the Me Too.
The whole movement by
yes.
women.
Mm-hmm. To stop taking the bull
and
crap.
In some cases, Kevin Spacey and others, mm-hmm. men as well, men
and
who
men
had
as
been
well.
Victimized.
Person of the Year, yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as more keeps being revealed in that area, and it's quite embarrassing. And Bob and I sort of debated whether
one
we
of
would
the
even
victimizers
discuss
came,
this topic. It is touchy,
right?
But,
one of the key victimizers came in second, Donald Trump.
Yeah, there you go.
So I thought that was more than ironic and mm-hmm. well deserved.
Right,
women standing up and truth telling,
right,
and bringing the issues of sexual abuse and assault.
Right, and
forward.
we will also get a account on that and how the battle is doing with the Judge Moore's election.
I don't even like to throw that in because
attempt
that's
next week.
Pedophilia.
Right.
You know?
Well,
that's like
but,
high.
But it's
I mean,
not going to go
is,
away.
I mean,
even
you
if he
can
wins,
just see
it doesn't
it, right?
go
you
away.
You look at him and you go, of course he was the creepy guy
right.
who hung out at the mall and
right.
tried to lure 14-year-olds into his car
right.
and force them to engage in oral sex.
Right, and was
sex.
Banned from the law, yeah. But it also, again, what I was trying to say was, even if he wins, it doesn't make it go away. As a matter of fact, it makes it incumbent upon the Senate to investigate him,
mm-hmm.
So these issues will continue to be in the news in the coming year, right?
Well, yeah, you would think so.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
but we have a abuser in chief running the country.
Who
was privately bringing people in and going, I don't know, that's not really my voice on the tape. And then, thank God, Billy Bush came out
right.
and said, look, there was seven guys there.
Right.
We all heard you.
That's right.
We thought it was a crass stand-up comedy act.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you said these things.
Right.
There are witnesses.
Right. Yeah, isn't that amazing how the man seems to try to defy reality on tape?
Yeah, well, whatever I say is true, whatever nonsense, non-factual, it's really sort of, I don't know whether he's delusional or, I mean, he's got a quality that you associate with Adolf Hitler moving around armies that don't exist, claiming he's going to win the war. Either that or he's just a habitual liar, which is sounds like it. It's like whatever I say is the truth,
right?
Even if it doesn't reflect any known
right.
fact,
right?
I mean,
right.
that's fascistic dictator stuff,
mm-hmm.
Buffoonery,
right.
And more than anyone else, he reminds me of Benito Mussolini, pompous. Except Mussolini was actually more of an intellectual than Trump.
yeah.
I mean, he could complete whole sentences, and he had a larger vocabulary.
Yeah, and he made the trains run on time, which has often been an argument for why he made
a
good
Trump
leader.
Made women run on time, whenever he showed up. Is there some genitalia
yeah.
to grab here?
Oh, boy. That happens. But,
and usually you don't become president when people know about it.
Right, absolutely. But in this case... So, again, it will continue to be discussed. The noose will continue to tighten. But how about some more positive outlook locally or nationally as we move forward?
All right.
Anything you wanted to look at on the year end? Obviously, well, the, as we did, we talked press, about the resistance.
Right, the free press cover is a year of resistance.
Right.
Right, so even if we have a fascist, and I do believe that Trump is the F word, you know, anyone who goes out and essentially defends neo-Nazis and white supremacists has fascistic tendencies. But you can't have fascism in the U.S. unless the people roll over and capitulate.
Right.
And what they've really done this this year, nationally, you know, with the protest at the inaugural, with the Women's March, with standing up to the police nationally and locally, what you've got is a massive popular front resistance where people from all political stripes are coming together and not backing down and from the buffoon, from the bully.
And a huge midterm election coming next year, so people have to continue to organize and continue to advocate and continue to agitate and get out to the polls and make it happen. And people like yourself will help us keep those elections fair and safe.
So. Well, one of the things we need to think about, a lot of what Trump does is diversion. So,
of course.
It comes out that, you know, they're subpoenaing his Deutsche Bank records and they're going after, you know, his personal economic and financial information. So what does he do? It's like, let me
yells at NFL
Jerusalem.
Players.
Well, yeah, he did that.
Or Jerusalem.
And, Jerusalem is classic diversion.
Right.
If we don't have enough problems in the Middle East, he's always on. He's already on
We're
the record
the
for
embassy.
This. Now he's going to move the embassy.
Right.
There's going to be 3 days of rage among the Palestinian. So suddenly the news shifts.
Look over there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's the great puppet master. He's the magician, right? He's pulling the rabbit out of his butt while telling you to look at the hat in the other hand.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, nothing up my sleeve. Presto.
I've got two ears.
Now here's something you'll really like. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you, there's so much going on right now, though. It's hard to stay on top. We're sorry we missed a week last week, right? I was deathly ill, I hope. None of you get the kind of flu I had, and that we can continue to present these shows here on WGRN 94.1 and the other side of the news, or even the other sides, for that matter. And we will be here, right, Bob?
We will,
That's
week
right.
after week.
Mm-hmm.
We're in it for the long haul.
Why not? It's in the struggle, is it not? Yes.
As they say, one struggle, many fronts, particularly with Donald Trump, be it North Korea, be it
Yeah, we didn't
Jerusalem,
even touch on that, did
be
we?
It
that
the
little
Deutsche
issue.
Bank,
we didn't even
be
go
it
there.
Azerbaijan, and
wow.
Baku, where he launders money in a building there.
Or his friend that runs the Philippines, you know. So it continues on, and it's not boring. That's for sure. Life is quite exciting these days.
And
we reach the end of another year.
We would urge people to stay on the Moore issue down there in Alabama.
Right.
I mean,
still a chance
really
for
like,
Jones to win.
You know, I feel we're in a Saturday Night Live routine, and it's time to wrap up, but it's like, what sort of people, in the name of Jesus,
let's end this skit.
As his birthday comes up,
and here we
you
go.
Know, is voting for Mr. Moore. Time to go. Thank you. Good show,
Have
Mr.
A good
Dugan.
One. Yep, still here.
Peace.